Welcome to Hey Julie at julieland.com. I am your guest host, Monica Mendez, and I'm sitting in, first of all, for Julie herself. She's on vacation, and don't worry, guys, she'll be back soon. And today's guest is the lovely Veronica Rain.
Hello.
Beautiful, hot. Are you Latina?
I am Sicilian, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Gorgeous, gorgeous brunette. So I just have some questions. I'm going to get deep into your head today.
Sounds good.
So how long have you been in the business, Veronica?
This August will be 2 years.
2 years?
Yes. Long time.
Long time. And you do boy, girl?
I do boy, girl, and just about everything else.
Everything. Do you do cream pie?
I do cream pies with my husband, Jack Vegas.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I got to save something for the bedroom. So
so you work with your husband?
Once in a while, if I'm lucky enough, I do get to work with him. I'm actually working with him tomorrow night and tonight, actually, which is, I think, the most out of 2 years that we've ever worked together. But eventually, you know, once in a while we get to, but not all the time. So it's fun when we get to.
So you work with your husband. How is that? How did you meet him in the industry?
No, we've been together 8 years this April.
Oh.
I used to actually run nightclubs and bars in Boston. That's where I'm originally from. And he was my head of security. And I was a bartender. And we got together and ended up running almost 10 clubs in Boston. And then we came out to LA and said, let's give this a try. So,
does he enjoy watching you have sex with other men?
He does. He gets off on it, which makes me get off. So I think it's sexy.
That's great.
I think it's really sexy. It's a, you know, show of confidence, I think.
Of course, women. I mean, that's a given.
Oh,
any
yeah.
guy likes that, right?
Absolutely.
Do you bring home women?
I do once in a while. I do. It's got to be a real special girl. So
right.
I've done it once in a while. His birthday's coming up, so I think I'm going to have to pull a few tricks out of the hat. So.
Oh, that'll be a nice gift.
That's
very lucky, man.
Full stocking stuffer.
But he doesn't have sex with anybody else but you in the industry.
No. So. Oh, yes, he does. No.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah. He performs as well. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. He actually has his own DP series with Pink Visual, so. He actually gets dirtier with other girls than he does with me. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
You like it?
You
like to watch him
is.
Too?
I do. I was actually on set with him once, and I thought I'd be kind of weirded out because I had never seen him on set, and I actually liked it. I enjoyed watching him and stuff, so it was fun. It was fun for me.
I mean, I know people want to know, how is it to sit there and watch it? Because I know that everybody has this image of on set that it's sex and it's just, and it's not really.
It's
work.
It's a work, and I mean, we're also family.
Right.
I mean, in a way, you mm-hmm. know, you develop, you know, your close knit groups, and I mean, most of us are married and have kids, and you know, we're really normal people. We go to the grocery store, and you know, we go to the movies, and we're very normal. And on set, mostly, it's, you know, you have to have fun, and you have to, you know, there's obviously some attraction for some performers, and then obviously some performers, it's just work, but. I mean, it's funny because when you come on a porn set, you think like we're all going to be groping each other and touching each other and it's all about, you know, getting off. And it's not. Mostly it's about having fun and seeing people that you really enjoy being with.
Right.
And you enjoy having fun. It's like going to work, but it's like a party.
Right.
Like those office parties that like, you know, you have to go to and you don't, you know.
Right.
You know it's work, but you're still having fun.
And somebody gets laid.
Yeah, somebody gets laid in the back room. So, but this one, we just get paid to do it, so.
That's great. So have you must have always been a sexual person. You have to be.
You know what's funny? I really wasn't until it was my husband who really woke me up. I was kind of like a prude, and I had a lot of sex mm-hmm. in college. Actually a lot more in college than in porn, which I don't know what the hell that says for me, but I was kind of like, now that I know what a lot of sex is, I had boring sex. Like I thought I was like adventurous and crazy, but now that I'm doing porn and I've experienced a lot more, I'm like, wow, I was a bore ass in bed.
Well, see, that's my thing.
You know?
I always thought that I was, you know, adventurous and very sexual, and then I hear these girls saying, well, I've done this, then I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's how I felt. I was like, damn. I was like, wow, I must have been really boring.
How old were you the first time you've had sex?
I was 15. It was very romantic. It was with a high school boyfriend that I was actually with for about 3 years, and we stayed friends like our whole lives. So
So it was a, because you normally, the first time, you usually hear it wasn't good. It was romantic? It was good?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why I love sex so much. I'm very, very lucky. I know girls, there's a lot of girls I know that have had very bad experiences, and I've just never had one. I've never had a bad experience. I've had a bad lay.
Right.
But I've never had a bad experience. My first time was really romantic. I had come home from cheerleading practice. My boyfriend was a football player. And, you know, obviously we go to the house and we shower after practice. And I come out and I'm in a towel. And, you know, he's got like, I don't even know what the hell station. It was like Love 95.7. I don't even know. Some cheesy 90s station, you know. And he had slow song playing and he had like a rose for me. I have no idea where this rose came from. And he pulled my towel off and laid me down and, like, you know, there was no oral because it was like I was 15.
Right.
You know, there was kissing and touching and it was just awesome.
Did you have an orgasm?
You know what? No. Because I did, but at 15, you don't know what the hell an orgasm is, you know? I actually didn't have my first real orgasm until I was like 20. So, and wow. I didn't know what it was. It scared the shit out of me. I jumped about 50 feet. And then some guy looked at me and was like, have you ever come before? I'm like, wait, that's what that is? Because I had always just had highs from sex. And I just never knew really what it was.
Well, that's how most girls are.
Yeah, I had no clue.
Do you have orgasms during the filmmaking?
Sometimes. Yeah. Not all the time. When I do anal, I do because I come anally.
Really?
Like, at all times. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Unless the guy is really shitty at what he's doing, no pun intended. I always come from anal. And if I do DP, I squirt.
Oh, you're a squirter.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I love squirters. My friend is a squirter, and it's the most sexy. It's so sexy.
I love it, and I wish I could do it to myself.
Yeah.
But I can't, and I've tried and tried, and I can't do it. And, you know, I have a couple girlfriends that are really good squirters, and they've actually, like, tried to teach me, and I'm like, okay, what the hell are you doing, you know? Like, but once in a while, I'll get a guy that really knows what he's doing. And, I mean, you can't even describe the feeling. It's just like you get this head rush and you fucking eyes roll back in the back of your head. And then it's like, you know, guys are everywhere. So
you enjoy anal. That's,
oh, yeah.
That you come by anal, which
prefer,
is rare.
I prefer double penetration. Wow. But I like anal.
Right.
I like anal. And it's weird. It's like if you go slow with me, I don't like it. I like hard anal. Or
so
don't
like
do it at
hard
all.
Hard pounding sex.
Or don't do it at all. You know, it's kind of like I'm here for something, you know. let's go. Well, so
I'm sitting here with Veronica Rain, and she's telling me that she loves hard anal sex. And this is great because, you know, I mean, I think that a lot of times in this industry, a lot of girls do it and they like it, but they don't really enjoy it. They do it because it's their job, like you said.
And I tell girls that all the time. I've been on set a few times with girls that they're like, oh, I can't believe I have to do anal today. But, you know, it's such and such money. I'm like, don't do it. It's going to look like shit on film.
And guys can tell sometimes.
Yeah, I'm like, guys, you know, the performer you're working with is going to be able to tell, which is going to, you know, affect his performance. I'm like, it's going to look like crap on film. I'm like, you do something that you don't want to do on film, it's going to look like shit.
Right.
And it's like, it's all about the eyes, and you can just see it in your eyes that you don't want to be doing it, that your mind's thinking about something else. I mean, I've definitely, you know, once in a while gone astray and thought about a grocery list, but I mean, but I'm still enjoying what I'm doing, you know?
Right, right.
But it's, I really enjoy anal, and it's funny, I didn't do it until about 2 years ago, so.
Now, you like girls?
I do. I'm real picky on girls.
Okay. Are you just gay for pay?
No. I don't do girl girl.
Oh, you don't do girl girl?
I'll do girl girl boy, and I always need to know who the girl is.
Right.
When it's girl girl boy, I'm more like, who is she? You know, is she new? You know, things like that. Because there is a penis there, so if the girl is just shitty, I can get distracted with, you know, with the penis. But if I do girl girl, which I very rarely do. Like, it's got to be requested, and it's got to be with a girl I really know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so much about looks. It's about personality for me.
Right.
And if the girl is a prima donna, and she's like, I'm so wonderful. I've been in the industry for, like, six whole months, and I know everything.
Right.
I'm not interested in all. But someone like, you know, Sunny Lane or somebody I know, it's hot, and I like it.
Right.
But yeah, I'm not gay for pay. And a lot of people are like, I can't believe you don't do girl girl. That's so weird. And I'm like, well, you know what? I don't fuck girls in my personal life all the time. So therefore, I shouldn't do it on film. I don't do anything on film I don't do in my personal life. Good. There's not one thing I don't do. So
That's good. Because, you know, I don't think that girls should do girl-girl sex if they don't like girls.
Right.
Really. And if you don't do it.
If you don't like the girl you're with, it's going to be such a lame scene anyways.
Right.
That your fans are going to be like, okay, why did you do that, first of all? The producer's not going to be happy. Therefore, he won't hire you back for a girl-girl or anything else.
Right.
And it's going to come off awful. You know, I don't get girls that are like, well, I don't really like girls, but I'm doing this. So, I get a paycheck. And, you know, and I look at them, I'm going, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. So, because, I mean, I used to have my own series, which was Couple Seducing Teens with Pink Visual. And I'd ask the girls, you know, like, are you into girls or do I need to simulate?
Right.
Because I can simulate, I can watch my camera angles, but you need to know. I mean, this one girl was like,
you're a real professional.
I am. I try.
I mean, I'm sitting here looking at you and you're very sexy and beautiful and classy and you're smart.
Thank you. I try.
But I picture you on, like, you're just a sex monster that just
I am.
Attacks,
it's funny. It's like, you see me off camera, you know, my legs are crossed and, you know, I wear a business suit and all this other stuff, and I get on camera, and the shit that comes out of my mouth, I don't even know where I pull it from.
You're a dirty talker.
I'm such a dirty talker. I actually had a girl go, oh, my God, thank God. I don't know how to talk. Thank God you do. And I'm like, yeah, I have no clue where that one just came out with.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I don't know where it comes from, but I love talking dirty. I
love it. I think it's fun. I asked the producer, like, okay, what kind of scene do you need? Do you need it to be funny and hot, or do you need it to be, like, dirty and hot?
Right.
Because, I mean, like, funny and hot, it's like, you know, give me that cock, you know, let me swing from the monkey tree. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, make me your ass monkey. You know, it's like, I can say the funniest things, or I can be like, oh, you know, dig into my soul with your cock. You know what I mean? I can just, like, I can pull it, and it's like,
I have to write this down.
You know, and it's funny, because my husband will hear me, and he'll just, like, his eyes just go, what the hell was that? You know, I had a producer, like, literally stop camera and go, did you just say, dig into my soul?
With your monkey
cock. Yeah, no, with your monkey cock. And he's like, I'm like, yeah, was that too much?
Now, are you natural?
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I am natural. I'm contemplating getting a boob job because I'm getting up there in age. I'm almost 30. I'm going to be 30 this month. So
right.
It's getting up there, you know, and it's a hard thing because some fans are like, don't you dare. And, you know, some producers like, I won't hire you. But it's just kind of like what you want is what you want.
Right.
You know, and I want fake boobies.
If it makes you happy,
you know, I want fake boobies. I don't feel like wearing a bra anymore.
Now, you've been in the business for 2 years, mm-hmm. which is long.
It's a good time.
I mean, compared to some.
Yeah.
What is the craziest experience on a set? Like, what is, you
the
know.
The craziest experience.
Yeah, what happened with a guy, a girl? I mean, did something.
Crazy experience. Yeah, I'm like, Jesus, which one? I think the craziest experience I ever had was I was shooting for a company, I won't say the name, and it was for a feature. Mm-hmm. So it was a 12-hour day, even though your scene's total 30 minutes.
Right.
Which makes me mental. But we were there, and the director came running up, and he's like, Veronica. I'm like, okay, what's the matter? He goes, you need to go take care of this actress. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? And I'm like, first of all, who declared me the mother of the set? But I was like, okay. So I walk in, and the girl had claimed that she had done anal, mm-hmm. and she was there for an anal scene. She had never done anal in her life. She had never had anything in her ass. She had never done anything. And she thought, because some bright person told her, oh, you can stick a butt plug up there and loosen up, which I use a butt plug. You are supposed to do that before an anal scene.
The night but, before you sleep yeah. with it. Yeah, I've heard that.
She was bleeding everywhere. She had torn her ass, like, flipping out.
Now, the guy that, was it a toy anal scene?
It was with another performer, and she had gone to the bathroom, and she thought she was going to be able to lube up this toy and stick it around in her ass and instantly do anal.
Right.
And I walk in, and there was blood everywhere, and I was like, it looked like a fucking crime scene. I was like, what in Christ did you do? I thought she killed herself. I thought she split her wrist. I didn't know what was going on, you know? And I was like, what the hell? And I walk in, and I just can't deal with drama. Especially when I'm doing anal, I need to put my mind somewhere else. And I like, not to be cold, but I just looked at her and said, what the hell is wrong with you?
Clean up your mess.
You know, I'm like, what is wrong with you? And right. I, you know, first looked at her wrist because I really thought that's what it was. And I was like, okay, right. she's not killing herself. So I don't really give a shit at this point what it is. And I, she goes, well, someone told me to stick my butt plug. And I go, okay, well, obviously you did that. Or did you get your period? Like, what's going on? She turned around and said, well, I never did anal before. And I was afraid to tell the director that because her agent, which it was her agent's fault, had sent her on a shoot to do anal. And
rather than saying no.
Right. Rather than saying no, she's not ready. Sent her to the set. She was, I think, oh, Jesus. I think like all of 19, you know.
Wow, yeah.
And she's in, you know, and she said, instead of, when I found out I was doing anal, instead of going to the director and telling the truth and making my agent look bad, I said I could do this. So she ended up tearing like really bad.
Wow.
And I had to clean her all up.
You
had,
cleaned her up?
Yeah. I mean, the girl was hysterical.
You're
hot
and you're
nice. Thank you. I mean, the, at this point, the girl was hysterical, you know.
And did she stay in the business?
You know what? I haven't seen her picture on any website, so I'm assuming that's a big no. But I actually talked to the director, and I talked him into doing a boy girl because I could tell she was one of those girls that got off the bus. It was a White Snake video ready to happen, and she had no money. And I could just tell. You know, you can tell
yeah,
those girls.
Yeah, I see a lot of that. Yeah.
And I actually, I was friends with the director, and I said, listen, do you really need an anal scene? Is it like...
Because you're not going to get it.
You fucking need one. And he's like, well, why? And, you know, and I said, could you do softcore anal and hardcore vag? So this way it looks like it's, you know, anal. She's got a small mm-hmm. enough ass where the guy can, like, you know, jam his cock underneath her ass. So you can't really see it. I said, but this girl needs the money. You need the scene. It's, you know, the day of the shoot. We're right. banging it all out one day. You're not going to find another girl to replace her. Because it was like a Wednesday, you know.
And how was the male performer? Was he?
I actually talked to him. I actually worked with him a lot. And I said, okay, here's what's going on. And he said, can I just do the scene with you? And I said, no, I'm doing two other anals today. No more anal
My
for
ass
me,
is
you know?
Booked up.
So, yeah, I was doing two anals in that same day. So I'm like, no, you can't do it with me. You know, so I actually talked him into it because he didn't want to do it. He was extremely uncomfortable. And I said, she'll be fine, Vag. Let's just do it. So the director's like, he looked at me, he goes, well, I don't know if I can do this. And so we basically ended up doing the scene, and I talked to her and I sat her down and gave her the fucking mom speech. And I'm like, you don't do this. You don't do that. This is how you do it. And she's just like, well, what agency are you with? I'm like, don't bother calling my agent because he won't even take you because you're just an idiot. But I was just like, just don't do this again. Like, don't do it. But thank God I saved the scene because that's, you know, we had to get the movie done. And plus it was affecting my time. So.
Wow. So you're a real professional. I love it. It's
I do
great.
Try.
That's
good. It's helped me a lot, but it's hindered me a lot because producers kind of sometimes some producers are leery of that.
Right.
So they're like, okay, she's too smart. We can't have her on shoot.
No, she's not.
Yeah. Which makes no fucking sense.
Of course. They want a girl that they can get up there and use and do whatever they want to.
Yeah. A lot of producers are like that, but a lot of producers have, you know, really treated me well. Because I was independent for about 7 months, and I did really well.
Right.
So.
Now, aside from your husband,
mm-hmm.
are there any other male performers that you like to work with?
Oh, God, yeah. Let me see my favorite list. Marcus London, mm-hmm. he's like my pseudo husband. I tease my husband all the time. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna marry Marcus. I love Marcus London. Lee Stone, which a lot of people
I've heard of him. I think.
Yeah, a lot of girls don't like working with him because he's 12 inches.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So it's a fine for you.
Yeah, and I mean, I take him anal all the time.
Anal? You take that?
Oh
anal?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
you go,
Marcus London, Lee Stone. Obviously my husband, Joe Friday was one of my favorites. He's no longer in the industry. And
you don't do interracial?
No, I do not. No, no, no.
Just preference. It's just not.
You know, it's just not, like I said, if you don't do it in your personal life,
then you're not
don't
gonna
do it on
movie.
Camera, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm really good friends with a couple, you know, interracial actors. You know, Mr. Marcus is a very good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
He actually asked me to be one of his features movies, and I could pick the guy. And I was contemplating it, but then it's just really not fair mm-hmm. to other producers that have wanted me to do interracial.
Yeah.
I kind of put the vibe out there once. I was going to do interracial. My rate was ridiculous. I mean, I honestly did it because I didn't think I would get any bites. And apparently people had been waiting 2 years for it, and I had like 5 calls, and it was very tempting because my rate was like – it was ridiculous for boy girl.
Right.
It was ridiculous. And when companies actually called and said, we've been waiting for 2 years for her to do this. Yes, we'll pay it. And I was like, you're fucking crazy. I was like, what is wrong with you people?
I mean, your husband is extremely lucky, I have to say over and over again. I mean, not only does he get to have sex with you in his personal life, he gets paid and it's beautiful and you're just, you're awesome. You're a very great girl.
Thank you. So are you.
So what about Asians? Are there any Asian male porn stars out there?
You know what? I don't think, everyone's, honestly.
Are they considered with interracial? I mean, obviously. No. I never see them.
No, you know what? I was funny because when I got into porn, I didn't know what interracial meant.
Right.
And I said, well, I don't do interracial. And when I went on set one day, there was like a Spanish kid. And I mean, I love Spanish guys. I think they're Alex. I was like, who's my fifth favorite? Alex. He's Ecuadorian, but he's amazing. And but I didn't know what interracial meant. And then when I was like, well, oh, you're Spanish. Are you interracial? I mean, I was such an idiot when I first started. I don't know why interracial is just black. I have a lot of black male formers that get really aggravated with that. They're like, well, what does that mean? What are we, you know, from a different planet? And I'm like, I have no idea, you know. There's not a lot of Asians, though. I really there's Kevin Hoy. I've heard of this guy named Kevin Hoy or something like that. And he's sort of Asian, I guess. He's like a mix, yeah.
But do you have anything coming up that you can tell me about and the listeners?
I do. I have one of my new movies just came out. It was called The Anal Life. Yay, I'm on the box. Woo!
The Anal Life?
Yep, The Anal Life by Seymour Butts. That just came out. It's actually releasing November 7th.
And you are the star of this movie?
Me and Ruka Page.
Ruka Page.
Yeah, it was her first anal scene, so she did very good. Very good girl. I'm actually working with her tonight. So that one just came out, and I will be at the AVN this year signing for Pink Visual. So go to the Pink Visual booth and see me. I will be there 10th through the 13th. Let's see what else. I'm going to start feature dancing.
All right. Where are you going to feature?
I'm not sure yet. I had signed up with the Lee Network, but I think I'm declining their offer. I think they're just a little bit not as professional as I need an agency to be. I'm actually going to be going through my agency, Lighthouse Talent. We're starting a featuring division. So Xavier is actually going to be probably running that. So I'll probably be doing that. I'm honestly, I would love to do like Tennessee or North Carolina or South Carolina.
Well, that's where you make money in those little towns.
Yeah, for like my first real show, because that's mostly where my fans are.
Right.
I kind of see where my fan base is, and those are kind of the cities and states I go to. Because that's where I'm going to make money.
Right.
So, but I'm hoping Tennessee. I was supposed to do Vegas on the 18th, but I'm going to be in Boston. I'm going to be home for the holidays, so.
Oh, so you're from the East Coast.
Yes, I'm from Boston, so.
Well, very good. Thank you very much, Veronica Rain. A beautiful, lovely girl. You can see her this year at the AVN.
Yes.
Anal, what is the movie?
Oh, The Anal Life.
The Anal Life.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. And thank you for listening, everybody, to Hey Julie at julieland.com. I want to thank my guest once again, Veronica Rain, Veronica Rain. And Julie will be back soon from her vacation. So come back and listen. And what more can you ask for? julieland.com.